The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you this morning at 7:30 on Friday, October 18th. And thanks for being here on the show this morning. We appreciate you listening to Morning Drive and to WTBR-FM, of course. Got a great show coming up for you today. We've got members of the Thanksgiving Angels group. We're going to hear all about what they do every year and have been doing for many years. Right around the Thanksgiving time to provide some food for people that need it around that time. And going to talk about the history of it and all the preparations that go into what happens and how it all works and how you can get involved as well and how you can support this great group of folks that are doing really good work here on close to Thanksgiving. We're getting close to it. It's starting to feel a little chilly out there for sure. We can tell. We get the frost on the cars and the frost on the pumpkin this morning. We had it again today. It's going to warm up over the weekend, I hear, though. We're going to talk about the weather forecast in just a moment. But first, before I do that, I'm going to talk about the WTBR-FM one-day fundraiser. So that is also coming up, and just a quick announcement about that. So as Pittsfield prepared to open a brand new Taconic High School in 2018, yes, 6 years ago, there was a very real possibility that listeners in our community would lose WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Television stepped in to save WTBR after the community and loyal listeners refused to let the station go. And now the station hosts over 20 locally produced programs. However, acquiring a radio station is not cheap. And during this one-day on-air fundraiser, WTBR is hoping to raise funds to help continue our mission to provide a media platform that presents diverse, local, entertaining, informative, and educational programming, just like what you're going to hear this morning on Morning Drive. So I'm happy to say that one-day fundraiser is going to take place on Thursday, November 21st. So that's just over a month from now as well. And that's from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And I have some more news for you. The Rock Box is now open. So we have this little advance thing that we do. If you want to support the station in advance, all you have to do is go to WTBRFM.com, and right there on the homepage, there's a way you can click and enter the Rock Box and drop your donation right there. We definitely appreciate all of your support in advance of the big event on November 21st. So thank you for your consideration of supporting Pittsfield Community Radio. Okay, let's go to the weather forecast, and then we'll get right to our group here with Thanksgiving Angels in just a moment. Here it is from the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, widespread frost this morning. Sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Areas of frost after midnight. Night is cool with lows in the mid-30s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, areas of frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. And I do hear it's kind of a nice weekend coming up for whatever you have to do outside. You have to clean up all the summer fun that you were having and get those leaves under control in your yard. This might be the nice weekend to do that indeed. All right, Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm happy to welcome folks from Thanksgiving Angels this morning. I have them all on the screen there if you're watching here on Access Pittsfield. But, of course, I'll describe them to you for our radio listeners. We have Ann Doyle. We have Joan Evans. We have Janie Pelish. And we have Gracie Walton. So thanks, ladies, for being here this morning. Appreciate you coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about, for people that are not familiar with Thanksgiving Angels and what they do, let's go into a little bit of history if we can. First of all, maybe someone can answer this. How long has this been going on? And what was the original spark that started the idea of Thanksgiving Angels?
This is our 13th year of this what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it got started because some people, some churches would collect food and then give it out to parishioners that might need it or whatever. And that just didn't work out because then it got, you know, so many people.
There was a big need, basically,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Mary Wee over at South Church, she just got this rolling. And we finally, not right now, we're at 21 faith and civic organizations. And we're hoping to feed 2,000 families this year.
Wow, 2,000 families. So, yeah. And this is, again, 21 different local institutions all tied together. How does that work? It's hard enough sometimes for one organization to get their act together, to get all 21 and all these people that are involved in it. How does that happen?
Well, we start planning in early June. The committee members, we work all year long. It's just not a Thanksgiving thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a year-long project for the steering committee, which is made up of Pittsfield food pantries, faith communities, churches, civic organizations, and local businesses. And it's our mission to give people with food insecurity a complete Thanksgiving meal and make sure that they have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, such an important thing. And, you know, I think a lot of people listening may take it for granted, you know, that Thanksgiving is going to be this big event. And, of course, it's centered around the meal in a lot of ways. And yet there are so many families that are struggling and that can't afford to make that happen for their family, right? And this is
yes. This
is where you guys step in.
That's right.
Go ahead.
It's always wonderful just to see the joy in people's faces when they come in and receive all the items that we give out on this particular event.
Mm-hmm.
It's really heartwarming.
All right, so let's talk about what that consists of. And, well, let's step back a minute and just say what goes into the preparation. Because, Anne, you mentioned that it starts in June,
yes,
right? The preparation for this. So
the steering committee starts, and we have our meetings, and we have a list of the basic things we need.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing, canned corn, potatoes, various things, and they assign, or churches volunteer to bring in like 1,250 cans of something.
Yeah, it's not like going to the grocery store here, right? You're talking about feeding 2,000 families.
It used to be that a church or an organization would take an assignment, like St. Charles Church does gravy. We used to have people bring in gravy packets.
Okay.
And over the years, we've just found it much better that one or two volunteers from St. Charles Church, myself included, will get money, and we'll make it we split it with another organization. We order 2,500 packets of gravy, and then we split the cost. And the church people, instead of bringing in the little envelopes of gravy, give us little envelopes of money. And that's how it works. Different organizations take an assignment.
Mm.
And then there's some things, like this year it's cranberries. We have gift cards from two local chains. So I'm spending $4,000 on cranberries. That sounds like a lot of money, but yeah, they're over a dollar a piece, and we need 2,500 units.
Wow.
So it...
What's a unit of cranberries?
A can.
A can, okay.
A can, I'm sorry. 20, well, I'm so involved with the cranberries. Yeah.
Cranberries are your thing.
Well, this year. And as the other ladies can say about other organizations, we assign it, and then we make sure that we have enough, and then we buy the turkeys and various things. It may sound like foil pans, you know, such as that.
Yeah.
And would you ladies like to say anything about the what?
Yeah, we buy excess items that people might not have at home to cook their turkey in. And okay. also this year, we're giving chickens out. So people who are of a small family, one to three or one to two people, they can get a chicken instead of a turkey.
Yep.
So who wants to eat turkey all month long? You know, you can make turkey sandwiches, turkey soup, and stuff like that. So basically the items that all of us are assigned to get, it is amazing to, like Ann said, when you on that day to see those people's faces light up with the joy of how much food they are receiving. And we are so selfless at doing this and giving that that's the reason why we meet year round to make sure that we're planning. And it's going to get larger. I mean, right now we're saying we're going to feed so many, but it's going to get larger because the food insecurity out there is really, really tough. And you got a lot of people that have a lot of pride in them that, oh, no, you know, give it to somebody else. But, hey, you never can tell when you're going to need that.
No, that's a really good point. Go ahead, Jane.
At our temple, we've done stuffing for the last 3 or 4 years. And what we do there is our members either donate checks, and if so, I'll go out and purchase the stuffing for them. But the nice thing that I really enjoy is we put the stuffing that's donated in the lobby of the temple. So when folks come in, they see the pile growing and growing and growing. And it's really nice for them to kind of see what they've done to help in this particular event.
Yeah, and some of the churches like mine have up a chart of as the money comes in that we need $2,000. And that's encouraging to people, makes them aware, and
gives you a chance to visualize it, right? Because sometimes it's hard when we're putting a huge effort like this together. It sounds like that happens every year for the last 13 years. Humans need to be able to visualize what they're accomplishing, what they're doing. That makes perfect sense to me.
Joan, why don't you talk about what we give out with the
What's for dinner? We do frozen turkeys, the cranberry sauce, canned corn, canned green beans, gravy, instant potatoes, stuffing. We give out noodles because some people might rather have noodles than maybe potatoes.
Okay.
Sweet breads that's made by people in the community and donated, and about 2,000 loaves of bread come in. Cornbread mix, pies, fresh produce, onions, squash, and carrots, eggs, butter, cheese, noodles, peanut butter, and a roll of toilet paper. And that's always the biggest hit, getting that roll of toilet paper.
And so as I'm listening to this, I hear that some of the food is donated, which is great, and some of it must be purchased, right?
Yes, it is.
And I hope that there are ways when you purchase it can be either purchased in bulk or you can get some discounts on it, but at some point you still have to pay some hard cash to make all of those meals work, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're truly very, very lucky. We buy the turkeys mostly from a company in Springfield.
Okay.
And he has a connection, and we get 600 dozen eggs donated.
600 dozen.
Yes. 600 dozen.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yes. I'm not right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I mean, we need like 2,000 dozen, but we get 600 from one who doesn't even know us. He's just he knows the turkey guy.
Yeah.
And that type of
so the turkey guy and the egg guy are colluding.
Yes. And I think it's appropriate that I could say it's 99 meats in Springfield.
Sure. Yep.
And he gives us a good price. He donates a truck because the turkeys have got to get here. And the turkeys have to stay in a refrigerated truck.
Yes.
We have local organizations that do a lot. And Jane's going to talk about volunteers, so I'll let her talk about the trucks and the drivers.
Well, yeah, that's kind of my next question is, as you're mentioning all of the different, the food, and again, that number is sticking in my head, 2,000 families are receiving this food, and that those are, you know, folks that need that this time of the year, and you got to get it to them somehow, logistics, right? That's my question. How does this possibly all work? for one particular date where all these people are picking up this food? And how do you keep it good and fresh for as long as you do? And how does it all come together?
Well, you want me to say?
Okay. It's probably a long answer. But, there's nothing easy about that.
Jane is going to talk about the volunteers.
All right, sure.
We start like 3 or 4 weeks ahead and make boxes for each family group, small, medium, and large. The non-perishables are put in those boxes and they're labeled. And that is a big job.
Mm-hmm.
The turkeys come a day before frozen and with the truck. We have various organizations like Crescent Creamery that gives us trucks.
Mm-hmm. Refrigerated trucks.
Refrigerated trucks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really hard thing to say. So many community people are involved and give us different assets. But the 3 weeks before, we get together. There are teams, and Jane will talk about the volunteers. They're assigned a time. And every time anybody packs, there's two steering committee members there. We don't always do the packing, mm-hmm. but we're there to help organize and to answer questions. And there's two of us every time. It's a big time commitment. And then a few days before, we start packing the fresh vegetables and the eggs and the butter. They go in a separate bag. So people will get a box of non-perishables. They will get their bag of vegetables. And in the top of the vegetables is the eggs and the butter and the pie and the sweetbreads that are made by the local community. And we give them those two things. And then they drive by, they pick up a turkey, they pick up a milk, and they're on their way.
Hmm. So some of those items can be delivered ahead of time. I'm thinking the non-perishables, right? The dry goods, the things like that. Those can be stored, and is there like a warehouse? There's got to be a large space where all this stuff goes, right?
Yes.
It's at the South Church.
South Church.
It's where they have refrigeration and stuff. So like the dry goods, we take those and we put them in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs in the main hall, we put vegetables and that are bagged up, some boxes. So it varies where we store.
Mm-hmm.
So that way when we get together and each team has to have the committee that is there and everybody is assigned, like she said. So as your organization comes in that has volunteered, then that person is responsible for making sure that they get all of the items that they are assigned to do. Correct.
Right. Yeah, and that's where the coordination comes in,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Janie, talk about those volunteers.
I was going to say, and also when folks come in to volunteer to do packing, we actually give each person a list.
So this is ahead of time as well, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
How far ahead does that happen?
Well, as Ann mentioned, we start packing the non-perishables about 3 weeks prior.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when people come in, I know for myself, I'll often explain to the group all about the organization and exactly the work that they're doing is providing for the organization. It's a huge community effort. It always amazes me. For the last 2 years, the Berkshire United Way is now taking over the signups for us.
Okay.
Prior to that, we did them ourselves. And
they have a wonderful volunteer coordination system as well that they've put in place, right?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Brenda is.
Brenda Patel is fabulous.
She is. Yes, she is.
Each year we have over about 350 volunteers. And our signups began on October 7th. And I want to tell you, you can still volunteer, and I'll give you the name of the website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go to www.volunteerberkshireuw.org, you go to that website and you just click on the Thanksgiving Angels. And then if you scroll down, it gives you the full list of all the jobs that are available for the particular event. I did this last night to make sure I was giving you the correct information.
So basically, if you're interested and you're hearing this today, and we're on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, for those of you just joining us, we're talking about Thanksgiving angels and the enormous amount of work that goes into feeding some folks around the Thanksgiving holiday, providing meals to about 2,000 families right around the Thanksgiving holiday. So if you're hearing this and you want to contribute, pitch in, to do any of those things, you know, the work is worth something too, right? I mean, certainly getting the contributions of food and the money, yes, that makes it all possible. But if you had all of that and you had nobody to help distribute it, it wouldn't work either, right? So it's it's that work. And that's where, give that website again, Janie, if
I'd
you could.
I'd be happy to. It's www.volunteerberkshireuw.org.
Right, and right in there you can jump in and find a job that's right for you and a certain amount of time that you want to put in, right?
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And you can make a difference, you can contribute.
You know, I just want to mention something else. 2,000 families equates to about 8,000 men, women, and children.
Wow. Yes. And is that, it's not just in Pittsfield, I assume, it's in the greater sort of central Berkshire area?
It is, but I believe most of the folks come from Pittsfield.
Do they?
But it is open to the whole area.
Okay.
Yes.
And we don't ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We don't ask, you know, what your situation is, and because we're not there to choose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is there a sign-up necessary if you're interested in receiving this food? If you're hearing today and you say, well, I think I need that for my family, how do they get in touch and sign up for that?
Gracie has all those details.
All right.
I have that.
Go ahead, Gracie.
So the signups actually started October the 9th, and this is on Wednesdays from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., Thursdays 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we also, for the whole month of October, that's what the days are, the times are. So the actual evening sign up is Wednesday, October the 23rd, and that is from 4:30 to 5:30 if you're not able to make it out on those days on Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm.
And then also, I just want people to know that the sign up, when you come in to South Church, 110 South Street is when you come in, and you just sign up and let them know that you want to get Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we want to let people know that there's on one side of the church when you come in the main hall. That's where exactly it's located.
Okay. All right, good to know. And we're going to repeat all that information in the second half of the show, too, because as much as we like to think that everyone listens to every minute of Morning Drive, we know that people do tune in and out, and we're actually very glad that they do. But we want to make sure that this important information gets out there to the community. So we'll definitely repeat all of that if you'd like. Janie, can we go back to some of the volunteers and what they do, because obviously the four of you are talking to me today and are very involved. You're on sort of the steering committee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it takes all that planning, but then it also takes the, as you mentioned, about the 3 weeks before starting to pack and prep things, right? So those are some jobs, the volunteer jobs that are needed. And then also that sort of crunch time, right? So talk about that and what things people are doing during that time.
Okay. I also just want to mention that folks can either drive through to pick up their goods,
mm-hmm.
or we also have walkers.
Okay.
And one of the areas of volunteerism that we have is Haddad, Subaru, and many, many other people drive. Hmm. So if you're a walker, and once you get your meal,
mm-hmm.
these people will drive you home. And
that's
really
nice.
Important to know about.
Because now you've got a couple of hands full of packages and food and stuff, and it's pretty hard to walk or bike, right, to carry that stuff back home.
Yes.
So it's really wonderful that they help us out in that way.
Nice.
In terms of the volunteers, when people start working at the Thanksgiving Angels, they come back year after year just because it's such a wonderful event for everybody to participate in. We get students sometimes that come in as volunteers, some from the National Honor Society.
Mm.
We have families that come and participate together because it's a wonderful learning experience for their children. We also get a lot of some of the Berkshire County legislatures, like Patricia Farley Bouvier, comes every year and helps us with packing as well.
Nice.
We also get things that are donated.
Such as what?
Such as we get grocery bags from Guido's and
Another logistical thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Berkshire Health Systems and, again, many other organizations.
Wow, so that's great. So those days, just explain to me how this all works, right? Because you said you have walkers and you have drivers. But you must have a line that goes pretty much all day that makes this work, right?
Mm-hmm. We are very fortunate. The city of Pittsfield has always been generous to us. We have firemen and policemen out on South Street. There is a flashing sign on South Street to tell you to pull over, and there are policemen and firemen out there directing people. And we have, they go down the driveway of the church, and the Masonic Temple helps us and lets us use their driveway so that we have two avenues of cars going down. And there are going to be greeters on South Street, and they're going to ask you for your card. In the past, we've given them a colored card to say what color box they get.
Okay.
And everything is driven by the colors because that makes it easier for people to grab.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive down the driveway.
And what do the different colored boxes mean?
A white box.
How do you organize that?
White box is a small family.
Uh-huh.
A green box. What is the other two?
The white box is from 1 to 3 families. The orange box is medium size, and that's 3 to 5. And then the orange, a green sticker, is from 6 and up.
And they pull into the driveways. There's going to be two different ways to do it. If they don't have their registration card, they're going to go in one line, and ones without the registration card are going to go in the other line, because it's going to be extra time because somebody has to look up their information rather than just going through. They get to the bottom of the hill, and then people talk to them and give them the card, and then they pull in behind the church on the bottom half. And we have an army of volunteers. People come for various shifts. Steering committee members usually stay the whole day. It's going to be from 10 to 6.
And this is on
South Street.
Monday, November 25th, right? November, so that's the big day. That's
the big day.
Distribution day.
Yes, distribution
day. And it's going all day, basically 10 to 6 p.m., right? And I think you mentioned about 350 volunteers total. Are most of them sort of employed during that day? Are they working on it during, or is that sort of split off? How many people does it take on the day of?
I'd say there must be 100 people there.
Yes,
I would think
because
so.
they pull up. Somebody sees their card. Somebody will say white, and then a white box goes out. Somebody will walk up to the car and give them some milk, and then they drive up a little further. They get their turkey, and then they drive off. And people, we have people on. There's a 2-lane thing. We have people on both sides of both lanes. We have some fantastic people from Unistress that really know how to organize it. They have a deep voice, and they get people moving. I mean,
are they using their radio voice?
It's hard to describe, but there's
their outdoor voice.
Yeah, there's an army of people. There's people inside packing again. If we think we're low on something, and somebody grabs the vegetable, somebody grabs, it's maybe 4 people will interact with that one car, the box, the vegetables, the eggs, the milk, and the turkey.
And we're making sure this year we have walkie-talkies so we can.
I was wondering about that.
Yes, that's what we're using this year. And that's a real good idea for us to do that, because to try to translate from inside to outside to get to that car for that one family or that, one person. And that's what we're going to be doing this year.
I just have this image of a duck swimming across the pond, but paddling like crazy underneath, right? That seems like what this is. We're actually at the top of the hour here on Morning Drive, and so we're going to take that quick break that we do all the time, and we will return to speak with the folks from Thanksgiving Angels. Again, a reminder, we have Ann Doyle, Gracie Walton, Joan Evans, and Janie Pelish. We're talking about the enormous undertaking of putting together the Thanksgiving Angels effort every year, 13th year, I understand, and just an amazing effort. So we're going to talk more to them in just a moment. First, let's go to our top of the hour break. You're listening to 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Sometimes I can't handle listening to that heavy of music.
Yes! Yeah, baby!
WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Have you lost a loved one to suicide? Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention wants you to know that you are not alone in your grief. There are two meetings a month of the Suicide Loss Survivors Group, one on Zoom and one in person. Go to berkshirecoalition.org for more details. You are not alone.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you, live and local this morning as we are on Thursday and Fridays here in our WTBR studio. Glad to have you aboard for the show this morning, and we're speaking with folks from Thanksgiving Angels, the group that helps provide Thanksgiving meals to 2,000 families families in our area around Thanksgiving. Just a tremendous effort. We're going to talk to them more about that and about some of the things that make it possible, fundraising and other efforts like that, and how you can get involved. So stick around for the rest of that conversation in just a moment. First, let's go to our weather forecast from the Berkshire, from the National Weather Service, and find out what's happening over the next couple days in the weather scene. Here we go.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, widespread frost this morning. Sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Areas of frost after midnight. Night is cool with lows in the mid-30s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, areas of frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
There you go. So a little bit of frost this morning, and then maybe some frost tomorrow morning, but not as cool. And then the weekend is actually looking quite beautiful, I got to say, listening to the longer range forecast as I did earlier. We're looking at into the 60s, the mid-60s, and sunny, no rain in the forecast. That's pretty nice for outdoor work or just relaxing, enjoying the rest of the year that we have here before the real crush of winter and snow and darkness comes. No, nobody needs that. But here we are. That's all right. That's when things kind of liven up anyway, and we get your Halloween and Thanksgiving, as we're talking about today, and the holidays right after that. So, yeah, we got a lot to look forward to. All right, so Morning Drive here, 89.7 WTBR-FM, welcoming back here to the second half of the program, Thanksgiving Angels folks, Ann Doyle, Gracie Walton, Joan Evans, Janie Pelish, thank you all again for being here with me this morning and talking about this very important effort that you folks do every single year. And again, how many different organizations involved? It was 21 different local organizations, faith organizations and nonprofits, right?
Churches.
Mm-hmm. Churches.
Churches. Synagogues. Yeah. Temples. And synagogues. Pittsfield food pantries help us. Mm-hmm. And
how important is that effort, right? You think about the sometimes thankless work, but it's really in the background, but it's happening all the time. And it's just that critical link for our community to have those food pantries.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pittsfield, the whole community does an amazing job, I think. Mm. I actually maintained a list of all the food pantries and meal sites in the county. Mm. Yes. And there are so many, many opportunities for folks to get
food.
Free food and have meals as well.
Great. And very, very necessary in the times that we have. So let's talk about how this whole effort gets funded, because that is a critical link here. As we said, it seems like it's the food and the logistics of getting it to people. It's the volunteers who make it happen and distribute everything. But ultimately, a big effort like this has to come down to a fundraising effort. You have to get money, some cash, to come in and make this happen. How in the world do you do that?
Well, as Ann mentioned, we begin our meetings in usually early June. Mm-hmm. And one of the members of the steering committee, John Richardson, does an awesome job fundraising. Mm. This year, we actually just received a grant from the Gilson Foundation in the amount of $10,000. It's a match challenge grant.
Okay.
So it means for every donation we receive, it is doubled until we reach our goal.
Up to $10,000 for
up
that grant.
Up to $10,000, exactly.
Yeah. Wonderful.
In addition, if you wish to donate, I'll give you the information. Mm-hmm. You can go to the thanksgivingangels.org website. You just select donate, and then you can mail a check made out to the Thanksgiving Angels, and you send it in care of the UCC Pittsfield Church, 110 South Street in Pittsfield. Hmm.
And that will help you along with that goal of reaching that $10,000 grant foundation grant.
Exactly.
Which those are, you know, few and far between these days. It's really hard to find funding for things, even though this is a kind of a slam dunk, if you ask me. I mean, if you're going to be donating to something, you know, if you're feeding hungry families around Thanksgiving, how do you not take out your checkbook for that and help with the effort? I can't imagine.
And also we have small businesses that donate to us. We send letters out with certain information to let them know that we are starting our fundraising efforts. Mm-hmm. They send us, you know, a check. Mm-hmm. And that way we have so many people that donate personally. Some donate where they don't want you to know who they are.
Yeah, that's okay too.
But that's good.
Yeah.
We enjoy just getting people involved. And also those people who donate, a lot of them volunteer. A lot of them are, you know, come and just do whatever they can. Mm. So that's what we ask. It, you know, you can donate, you can volunteer, you can just be involved all year long with us.
Yeah, all those things help, I'm sure. And
yes.
The idea that when do those letters start going out? I would think weeks or months before this all happens.
Well,
right?
What we do is we try to get those letters out before the end of the year, because most businesses and organizations have already sat down and decided who they're going to donate to. So the earlier that you can get them to them.
That makes sense.
You want to get those letters out.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Mary Wheat, who is was the guiding force. She still works with us, but she's resigned. Mary's in her 80s and gives unlimited time to the food pantry, South Community Food Pantry, and has been the guiding force of Thanksgiving Angels with also many other people. But Mary's philosophy is that if you give us $5 or you give us $5,000, we are grateful. We are not asking any individual to go beyond their means, but every $5 helps.
Absolutely, it does.
And that is what we stress. I mean, there are several organizations and companies in the Berkshires that give very generously,
yes. mm-hmm.
very generously. But we don't go around listing all of them because it's
everybody counts.
Is equal in what they do for us.
Yeah.
And the reason we mentioned the one company is because it's matching funds.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So we do not want to slight anybody. If you gave us $2 or you gave us $200, we say thank you very much for giving us what you could, and it helps.
Yeah.
So everybody counts. Every donation counts, no matter how much you give us.
Yeah, it's more about a meaningful contribution for your own situation, right?
Yes.
I think that's always that's what we talk about here when we do our fundraisers for this radio station as well, is that, you know, we understand that everyone's in a different situation, but if you support us, then, you know, that's going to look different for you than it might look for someone else. But it's perfectly fine, and I can understand where that would be coming from here.
And another large group, we have a group that Lisa Udell runs, and we have about 2,000, we get 2,000 loaves of bread from an army of volunteers in the county, and it's quite impressive.
Are they making this bread? Or?
They are making the bread.
Yes.
I think we're doing zucchini, pumpkin, and
cranberry.
And cranberry this year.
Yeah, we try to not give anybody that nuts, because there are so many nut allergies out there today. So you get different types.
Yeah. That's too bad. I like zucchini nut bread.
Banana.
Banana bread. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I could see that.
Well, we can give you the zucchini.
You're getting me hungry now. Come on.
We also have non-gluten. They do some dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important when people sign up, that if there are dietary restrictions, we should know because of the breads mainly, because everything else is just sort of uniform. We couldn't begin to divide things different ways on that particular subject. But the breads are, if you're gluten-free, let us know.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that always amazes me is the flexibility that people have. Like if all of a sudden we get a call from the kitchen, we need, I don't know, another 100 orange boxes, right away we can just get people together and they come out and we start packing additional perishables.
On that same day, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like we have a goal of 2,000. But you never know, it's going to go beyond that, because some people come in that did not sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
counts in. So then they'll say, we have a non-signer, and this is how many people is in the family. Mm-hmm. And then we make that happen.
You're not going to turn them away.
No, we don't turn anyone away, no matter what they're, because we don't ask what your situation is.
Right. It must be, again, you know, I go back to logistics, though. You still got to have the food. And now you got to plan for, okay, we think we're going to have 2,000 families of various sizes, you know, one to three, three to six, or larger? And then, you know, are there any stories about, have you run short on things? Has it been a stretch? Have you get down to the end, you're like, I hope we got enough. I hope we got enough turkeys.
When everybody is there, we communicate. The communication process is great. Mm. So if somebody is in a certain area where we see we're running low on, say, for instance, green beans, we'll say, all right, we're running low on green beans. Somebody will run out and go purchase.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have, like, the gift cards, you know. So the communication that we have with each other and working together, that's why it works.
Great. And we also give out a recipe on how to cook a turkey.
Yes.
And
well, that would be important.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important. Yeah. We put that right into the box so people have that as well.
And I think some of those skills haven't necessarily transferred to some of the younger generations either, right?
Yeah.
Like
right.
The idea of putting together an entire Thanksgiving meal is itself a daunting task.
Well,
right?
I have had conversations with people who have come in to pick up their meal because sometimes I'll just go and be in different sections, and they have said, well, I don't know how to cook a turkey. Right here you go. Here's the recipe, right, how to cook the turkey,
exactly,
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, we just communicate with the public to let them know that they count and that anything that they need, we're there for them. Mm.
Also, many young folks in the community will write a little note wishing people a happy Thanksgiving
card.
Oh, that's
include
sweet.
Those in the boxes as well. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
And do those come from kids?
Yeah,
kids.
Schools.
Like that?
Schools.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't always have enough for every box, but we give out. We try.
Exactly.
And they're put in the boxes as we can. Mm-hmm. The instructions for the turkeys, though, I believe are in English and Spanish.
Yes.
But we do have other language translators. We try to cover the whole thing.
Mm.
As somebody needs something, we try to accommodate them.
Yeah. And I didn't even think of that.
We have seven languages this year.
No kidding.
So we try to have translators there to accommodate those people when they come in.
When they sign up, do you ask if there's a language preference?
Yes, we have a translator.
Okay. So then you'll know that you have, and what besides Spanish and English, what
we
are some of the languages?
We have Portuguese, we have French, you know, we have Italian, whatever language there is. So we try to accommodate them by asking the public, do you know anybody that speaks this language?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody will stand up and say yes.
There's another volunteer opportunity right there.
Yes,
that's right.
Right.
I also want to mention that Mayor Marchetti is going to be coming to welcome all of our volunteers.
Oh, that's great.
The day of the event.
Yeah. Great. And again, we'll remind people that we're talking about Thanksgiving Angels here on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM. That big pickup date for the Thanksgiving meals is Monday, November 25th, and it's happening from 10 to 6 p.m. at South Congregational Church, South Street. What number South Street
110.
Is that? 110 South Street. You know it as the big white church, right?
Yes.
On South Street.
Yes.
So that'll be easy to find for people. And as Ann mentioned earlier, the logistics of that, the line will snake down South Street, and then you use the Masonic Temple parking lot and everything back there. A lot of times when you drive down South Street, you don't know all that road and infrastructure is back there, but it's actually quite useful to get that, right?
There are two driveways, they'll be directed depending upon whether they if they have their card or someone in the car is missing their card, they have to go into the second lane where the volunteers will look up what they signed for. And we will repeat again the sign-ups in just a minute.
Yeah.
And we have to say that without the gift of the walkie-talkies from Home Depot, this year we're going to be real sharp.
Yeah, well, that's a great contribution, too.
Yeah, there's they gave Home Depot gave us many things we needed this year. They gave us a gift card and we did a shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
But all the major chains in the area, that's where the cranberries are coming from, donations.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, like last year, I had to run out to, they were low on cranberries. And I had to take a volunteer with me. We went out to Stop and Shop, and we wiped them out of cranberries. they were not happy with us. But we went and got, and, you know, we plan, but it just sometimes, they only delivered 1,800 instead of 2,000. Mm. It happens. Mm-hmm. We try very hard to be organized and do an inventory, but there's so many people. And
I don't know how I would count 2,000 cans of cranberry sauce, personally. But somehow you'd have to figure it out and make sure that you knew that you were at 2,000 instead of 1,800.
Yes. Well, Sean, you can come with me.
You sure you want my math skills on this?
That's okay. The United Way, Brenda, has told me she has volunteers that will help me go to the two stores and pick up all the cranberries.
Okay. So the store should be prepared to get wiped out of cranberries again.
We pre-ordered. I have things lined up. So
very nice.
Yes.
One thing we wanted to talk about was meals at the Christian Center.
Yes.
Who's going to jump in on that?
So I'll take care of that. As far as the cooked meals, if you don't have the facility to cook your Thanksgiving meal, the Christian Center is giving that out from 12 to 1 on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
And so it's from 1 to 2 person family.
Hmm.
So just
great.
Let people know 1 to 2.
So basically a small family order. Yeah.
Who don't have the facilities for cooking a Thanksgiving meal, go right to the Christian Center from 12 to 1.
Great.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Are they picking it up from there? Are they eating it there?
You have to pick it up from there.
Okay.
Yes. So when you go there, you just say, whoever is there, that you are here to pick up your 1 or 2 family meal for the Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And the Christian Center, obviously, another one of the institutions
they're part
that's
of our organization.
Connected with this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, this just an enormous operation. As the more we sort of unfold this and pull the onion apart here, we realize how much is going on under the surface to make all this work from the very beginning. Talking about it in June to the fundraising efforts that go into getting the grants and the matching funds and to the, you know, pulling this an enormous volunteer force together, 350 people. And then this one huge day on the 25th for pickup, whether it's from a car or from walking in, just an amazing effort here from the Thanksgiving Angels.
I want to just say we want people. When the public comes, be patient because the lines are long and we just want you to just be very patient with us and you will get fed.
Mm. Out of that 10 to 6 time period, is there a better time to show up so that you're not in that long line, or is it pretty much steady all day long?
It's steady all day long.
Yeah,
because most people that get there, they try to get there early in the morning. We've had people there that has been like 7 o'clock in the morning waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want to be the first car so they can get in and get out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
but you're still spending 3 hours waiting to be that first person.
Yes, right. But that's why I said the patients come in.
Yeah.
In the past, when people registered, we assigned times.
Okay.
Yes.
And that doesn't work.
Huh.
I mean, you know, people, their life, something changes or. They're bringing somebody else, and they're two different times. And so we have decided this year not to assign times and let it roll. And if you come during a very busy time, like Grace says, you have to just give us. We have hundreds of people there trying to get everything done for you.
Yeah, and it sounds like over the years of doing this, the 13 plus, is this the 13th time or is this
13th year?
Yes, 13th.
I would imagine there have been some learned behavior, if you will, right?
Yes.
There's some things that you started out
so,
right, thinking that you could do, and then the next year you say, we really shouldn't do that, or maybe we could do this better. What are some of the other things that you've changed and learned over the years of doing this?
What we do also is once the event occurs, then our next meeting will be to talk about what worked and what needs to be improved upon.
And
so
how
that's,
can we change things? Yes.
It's kind of a good debriefing.
Yeah.
You know what always hits me, though? Every time I go to a steering committee meeting, and again, it kind of warms my heart, but it just
it's so nice to be in a room with a bunch of people that just care about giving back to the community and making a difference.
Well, and that's a good feeling to be a part of it as well, right?
Yes.
If you're looking for a hole to fill, maybe in your life where you say, you know, I don't feel like I'm fulfilled in what I'm doing or whatever, this might be a really good opportunity to fill that hole up a little bit.
Well, we welcome that.
Yeah.
We welcome very much so.
And, you know, there, what people don't realize, and some of the things you just mentioned, that there are so many things behind the scenes that don't get recognized. We have a local communication company, Independent Connections, and they bring people with laptops, and they go to all the registrations and input, and that saves us. That's so much easier than, and they've developed a program, and they help us, and there's somebody that developed like a credit card so that it can be scanned.
Yes.
And it's not, and it tells the person's name and their box size, and that way we can keep better track. We're not trying to make people feel that they're being spied on, but we need the cards because that way we have better numbers and better control over what we can do.
Makes it all work better. Yes. And you got to coordinate it. It's got to be organized, right?
Be organized.
Otherwise, it would just be complete chaos. I can't even imagine. And,
you know, a longtime volunteer, Dick Murphy, did it all by paper. Made books.
Seven
books.
Which is not a bad way to organize things.
No.
It worked for so many years, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he's still involved and he's still doing it.
Yes.
He's working with the computer people and he's going to have his backup because we need some backup just for those people that forget their card or don't understand it. And we're trying that system this year because of logistics. Mm-hmm. Not to say, they got an orange box this year, and they got a green one last year. It's not that type of information we're seeking. It's
just because family sizes change.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Year to year.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, just I'll throw in a recommendation: a paper backup is not a bad thing to have.
Yes. Right.
Just from someone that has worked with a lot of computers here at PCTV, I'll just tell you, paper is not a bad thing to have when everything else goes haywire.
Yes.
But anyway, Thanksgiving Angels here, and near the end of the show, I just want to give them another chance to let people know how they can get involved, how they can sign up to get the meal if they need to, how they can donate funds and other goods and services to make this effort successful. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Okay.
Give us that information one more
time. I'll start up with the sign up.
Yes, please.
Wednesday and Thursdays from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. So for the whole month of October, and then on a special evening of Wednesday, October the 23rd, 4:30 to 5:30 to sign up.
And that's where?
And that is at South Church, 110 South Street.
Okay. And then for if you want to sign up as a volunteer, how do you do that?
Please go to the website www.volunteerberkshireuw.org.
Okay, and if you're interested in donating food or bread or anything else like that, how do they do that?
We do not take walk-in donations.
Okay.
Because everything has to be in inventory.
Right.
You know,
how about cash donations? How do they do that?
Cash donations, the fundraising is on the website.
They can still do that. And what's the website?
It's thanksgivingangels.org.
Thanksgivingangels.org.
And you can just check off, click on donate and proceed.
And if they,
or it can be mailed, right?
Or it can be mailed to 110 South Street in care of Thanksgiving Angels.
Great.
Lisa Udell takes care of the bakers. I'm sorry, I don't have her phone number with me, but if somebody is interested in getting her phone number for the bakers, they can call my cell phone.
Go ahead and give it.
413-822-1000. 1174.
All right. Ann Doyle, Gracie Walton, Joan Evans, Janie Pelish, I want to thank you all for being here today and telling everybody about the great effort of Thanksgiving Angels. We hope our listeners were hearing this and can participate and contribute to the cause. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.